You're really going alone? Mark's voice held a hint of skepticism as he peered into Mike's packed car.
Yeah, buddy.
Need some time to think. Mike replied with a shrug, slamming the trunk shut, and flashed a reassuring smile. The early morning air was cool and crisp as Mike pulled away from the curb. He was headed to the dense forests of Washington, a place that held more mystery than his hometown could ever dream of. The solo camping trip was his attempt to escape the relentless humdrum of city life and reconnect with nature. He had packed his car meticulously, ensuring he had all the gear he had needed for a week in the wilderness. Once Mike arrived at his destination, he found a suitable spot to set up camp. The forest floor was a patchwork of ferns and moss, with towering pine trees standing as silent sentinels around him. As he unfurled his tent and hammered into the stakes, he couldn't help but feel a sense of excitement mingling with a touch of unease. He had heard the whispers and local legends and tales of elusive Bigfoots that supposedly roamed these woods. He shrugged off the thought, attributing it to the overactive imagination that often accompanied solitude. It was while he was gathering firewood that he stumbled upon the journal. It was a worn, leather-bound book, hidden under a fallen branch, its pages yellow with age. Curiosity piqued, Mike carried it back to camp. The handwriting was almost illegible, but he managed to make out the words Bigfoot and cursed. The campfire crackled to life as he sat down to read, the flickering flames casting dancing shadows across the pages. The journal spoke of strange occurrences, of hikers who had heard eerie calls in the night and stumbled upon massive footprints where none should be. Mike's heart began to race as he read on. The author claimed to have witnessed the creature firsthand, describing it as a massive bipedal creature with the fur the color of the night. The more Mike read, the more he felt the solitude of the woods closing in around him, turning this peaceful retreat into a heart-pounding quest for the truth. That night, as he laid in his tent, the sounds of the forest grew eerily quiet. Above him, the canopy of leaves talked of secrets in the breeze. Then, from the shadows at the edge of his campfire's light, a twig snapped. Mike sat up with a start, his heart hammering in his chest. He peered into the darkness, his eyes straining to see beyond the flickering shadows. Nothing moved. He told himself it was just an animal, probably a deer or a bear, but the feeling of being watched remained. The next day, Mike decided to explore deeper into the woods, driven by a strange compulsion to find out if the legend was true. He had marked the spot where he had found the journal, and now he wanted to see if he could find any evidence of the creature's existence. He packed a small bag with essentials and set off, the sun casting dappled patterns on the forest floor beneath his hiking boots. As the day wore on, the air grew thick with attention. Mike noticed that the birds had gone silent, and the underbrush rustled more frequently than usual. Twice, he caught glimpses of something large moving just beyond the tree line, but every time he turned to look, it was gone. The hairs on the back of his neck stood on end, and he couldn't shake the feeling that he was being followed. The sun began to dip below the horizon, painting the sky in hues of pink and orange. Mike realized with a jolt that he had been walking for hours and had gone off trail. Panic began to set in as he looked around, trying to recognize any landmarks. But the forest had become a maze of identical trees and underbrush. He was lost. As darkness closed in, so did the presence that had been shadowing him all day. He heard the unmistakable sound of heavy footsteps, the crack of branches that no bear would make. His heart thudded in his chest like a drum, and he quickened his pace, trying to outrun the unknown. The footsteps grew louder, closer, and Mike knew he had to find shelter. He stumbled upon a large, hollowed-out tree and dove inside, his breath coming in ragged gasps. The forest held its breath as Mike waited, his eyes wide with terror. The footsteps grew louder, until they seemed to be right beside him. He could feel the ground tremble beneath the creature's immense weight. And then, just as suddenly as it had appeared, the presence was gone. The forest returned to its quiet solitude, leaving Mike alone with his racing thoughts in the fading light. He knew that his camping trip had just taken an unexpected and potentially dangerous turn. Mike sat in the tree, his heart thudding in his chest like a wild animal's. He had to find his way back to camp, but the thought of facing that creature again was almost too much to bear. With trembling hands, he pulled out his map and compass, trying to make sense of the unfamiliar terrain. The sun had almost disappeared, leaving him with only the light of the moon to guide his way. As he stepped out of the tree, a strange howl echoed through the night, sending shivers down his spine. It was unlike any animal sound he had ever heard, a mournful wail that seemed to carry with it the weight of 1,000 untold secrets. He took a deep breath and forced himself to start walking, retracing his steps as best as he could. The path grew treacherous in the moonlight, roots and rocks threatening to trip him at every turn. But Mike pressed on, driven by the need to return to the safety of his tent. The howl came again, closer this time, and he broke into a run, his breath coming in harsh pants. Suddenly, a figure emerged from the trees. It was massive, easily twice the size of a man, covered in dark fur that blended with the shadows. Its eyes gleamed like embers in the night, and its powerful form was unmistakable. Bigfoot. Mike froze, his mind racing. He had come looking for an adventure, but now he was face to face with the very creature he had doubted. The creature took a step closer, and Mike could see the curiosity in its gaze. It didn't seem hostile, but he knew better than to underestimate the power of the wild. With a trembling hand, he reached into his pocket and pulled out his camera. The cool metal felt reassuring against his sweaty palm. He took a deep breath and slowly raised it, hoping that the flash wouldn't scare the creature away. But deep down, he was wishing that it would. As he did, the Bigfoot tilted its head slightly, watching him with what Mike could almost swear was a hint of understanding. He snapped a photo, the flash momentarily lighting up the clearing. The creature didn't flinch but held its ground, studying Mike with those fiery eyes. It was a rare, intimate moment, one that could change the course of his life if he could only make it back to civilization with proof. The creature took another step closer, and Mike felt his heart racing even faster. He could see the intricate details of its fur, the muscles rippling beneath the surface. It was both terrifying and memorizing all at the same time. He took a few more photos, each one capturing a different angle, a different emotion in those ancient eyes. The Bigfoot reached out a hand, and for a moment, Mike thought it might be reaching for him. Instead, it gently touched the camera, its massive fingers wrapping around the device with surprising delicacy. It held it up, examining it with the curiosity before letting it fall to the ground. Mike realized that he had been holding his breath and exhaled slowly. The creature stepped back, and the tension in the air dissipated. It turned away and disappeared into the trees, leaving Mike alone once more with his thoughts and the echo of the camera's shutter in his ears. With shaking legs, Mike picked up his camera and made his way back to camp, his mind racing with questions. What had just happened? Was the creature more intelligent than anyone would have given it credit for? And what would the world make of these photos? The trip had taken a turn that he could never have anticipated, and as he stumbled into his tent, exhausted and overwhelmed, Mike knew that this encounter would haunt his dreams for the rest of his life. But he also knew that he had been granted a gift, a glimpse into a world that most people would never see. And with that gift came a responsibility, a burden to share the truth of what is out there, lurking in the woods of the forest in Washington. As he laid down to sleep, the wind of the trees seemed to hold secrets of their own, secrets that Mike was now a part of. And somewhere in the distance, the mournful howl of the Bigfoot echoed once more, a reminder that he was not alone in this vast, uncharted wilderness. The moon had barely crested the tree line when I set up camp. I was in Idaho, the land of rugged beauty, surrounded by nothing but the quiet whispers of the forest and the distant howl of a lonely wolf. It was a clear night, with stars scattered across the sky like glitter on black velvet. I'd come here for peace and solitude, hoping to find myself in the wilderness. Firewood crackled as I stoked the fire, sending sparks into the dark abyss above. The smell of roasting marshmallows filled the air, mingling with the scent of pine needles and campfire smoke. The sweetness was a comforting contrast to the earthiness beneath my feet. I sat cross-legged, poking at the embers with a stick, lost in thought. The warmth from the fire was a gentle caress against the chill that had begun to settle into my bones. My eyes grew heavy as the night grew deeper, and the whispers of the trees grew more insistent. I laid back on my sleeping bag, my eyes tracing the path of the stars. They twinkled like 1,000 distant fires, each one a story waiting to be told. I let out a contented sigh and closed my eyes, the rhythmic rustling of leaves lulling me into a doze. But the peace was shattered by a sudden snap of a twig, closer than it should have been. My eyes flew open, and my heart pounded in my chest. I sat up, straining my ears to pick out the source of the sound. The forest was eerily still, the usual symphony of the night critters silenced. A chill that had nothing to do with the temperature ran down my spine. Something was watching me, something that didn't belong. In the periphery of the fire's flickering glow, I saw it. A towering silhouette with elongated limbs that seemed to stretch into the very fabric of the shadows. Its eyes, two piercing orbs of yellow, gleamed with an unearthly light. The creature was hairless, with skin so pale it was almost translucent, and it stood at least 8 feet tall. My breath caught in my throat as it took a deliberate step closer, the underbrush crunching beneath its heavy tread. I fumbled for my flashlight, the only defense I had brought with me. The creature's eyes remained locked on the mine as I switched it on, the beam of light illuminating a grotesque face, a twisted mockery of human features. The sight was almost too much to bear, and for a moment, I thought I might pass out from fear. But I held firm, my hand shaking as I pointed the light directly at the creature, willing it to reveal itself fully. The creature took another step closer, and the light danced across its skin, revealing a network of veins that pulsed with an unnatural rhythm. Its eyes never left mine, and I could feel them boring into me, probing my very soul. The air grew colder, and the hairs on the back of my neck stood on end. It was as if the creature was daring me to look away, to acknowledge my fear and give it power over me. But I wouldn't. I couldn't. My hand trembled as I reached for the canister of bear spray attached to my belt. I knew deep down that this wasn't a bear, but I hoped that the scent and spray would deter it regardless. I took a deep breath and held it, preparing for what I knew was coming. The creature took one final step, its long, bony fingers reaching out towards me, the tips of its claws glinting in the firelight. The moment stretched out like a tightrope between two skyscrapers. I squeezed the trigger, and a stream of chemicals shot out, enveloping the creature in a cloud of mist. It let out a high-pitched screech that pierced the quiet of the night and sent a shiver down my back. The yellow eyes grew wider, and for a moment, I thought I had made a terrible mistake. But then it stumbled back, its form dissipating into the darkness from which it came. The sound of its retreat grew fainter until it was nothing but a memory, leaving me alone once more with the crackling fire and the whispers of the forest. The night felt heavier now, the shadows deeper and more menacing. I knew that I couldn't stay here, not with that creature out there. I packed my things as quickly and quietly as I could, throwing them in my backpack without bothering to organize them. I had to get out, had to find town before it came back. As I stumbled through the woods, my flashlight beam cutting a jittery path through the darkness, I couldn't shake the feeling of still being watched. Every snap of a twig or hoot of an owl had me spinning around, expecting to see those glowing eyes again. My breath came in ragged gasps, and my heart hammered in my ears like a drum. The moon had moved across the sky, casting strange elongated shadows that twisted and danced with every step I took. I pushed myself faster, my legs burning with the effort, the adrenaline coursing through my veins like liquid fire. I had to keep moving, had to put as much distance as possible between me and whatever that thing was. Finally, as the first hints of dawn began to seep through the canopy of leaves above, I saw it. The glimmer of light on metal. A hiker's trail sign, beckoning me back to the safety of the known world. I broke into a run, my boots thumping against the hard-packed dirt. The fear propelled me forward, pushing me past the point of exhaustion until I staggered out of the trees and onto the trail. My breath came in great heavy gasps as I collapsed onto the ground, my chest heaving. The sun was rising, casting a warm glow over the landscape and chasing the shadows away. I looked around, but there was no sign of the creature. It was as if it had been a figment of my overactive imagination, a nightmare conjured by the whispers of the forest. And then I heard footsteps. Human footsteps approaching from the direction on the trail. I scrambled to my feet, fumbling with the bear spray, ready to face whatever new terror the night had in store for me. A figure emerged from the trees, and relief washed over me when I saw the green hat and badge of a park ranger. The ranger, a grizzly man with a thick beard and concerned eyes, took in the sight of my disheveled appearance and paled visage.
You okay there, son?
He asked, his voice gruff but kind. I nodded, trying to regain my composure, and recounted the events of the night, the words spilling out in a jumbled rush. He listened intently, stroking his chin as the story grew more and more fantastical. When I finished, he studied me for a long moment before speaking.
You wouldn't be the first to tell me a tale like this around here, he said slowly. These woods have a way of playing tricks on the mind, especially at night.
He leaned in closer, his voice dropping to a whisper.
But I've heard stories too. Legends, really, about a creature we call the Moon-Touched Ones. They're said to wander the wilderness, drawn by the light of the full moon, tall, hairless, with the eyes that glow like lanterns in the dark.
He paused, his gaze flickering in the horizon where the moon still hung low.
Some say they're ancient beings, cursed to roam the earth in the form of monsters. Others reckon they're just figments out of our fears, brought to life by the power of belief.
He handed me a flask of water, and I took a grateful sip, feeling the cool liquid soothe my parched throat.
Whatever it is, he continued, it's best that you be on your guard around here. People have gone missing, and when they come back, if they come back, they're not always right.
The ranger's words echoed in my mind as I followed him back to civilization, the memory of the creature's eyes burning into my mind's eye. Was it real? Or had I simply succumbed to the whispers of the forest, the rumors, the fears that the forest unleashed? Either way, one thing was clear. I would never look at the wilderness the same way again. The beauty of Idaho was now tainted with the hint of the macabre, and every shadow held the potential for a new horror to unfold. As we approached the ranger's station, I couldn't shake the feeling of still being watched. Might have just been my paranoia. I glanced over my shoulder, but there was nothing there. Nothing but the trees, standing tall and silent, as if keeping a secret only they knew. The ranger dropped me off at a local diner, where I sat nursing a cup of hot coffee, trying to convince myself that what I had seen was a figment of my imagination, a trick of the light, and my own fear. But deep down, I knew the truth. The Idaho wilderness had shown me a side of itself that most never saw, and I had lived to tell the tale. John McDonald had the kind of eyes that made people feel like they could trust him. Warm and inviting, they crinkled at the edges when he talked about his love for the outdoors. His skin was tanned and rough from countless hours spent in the sun, and his calloused hands told tales of adventures in the wilderness that most only read about in books. But tonight, those same eyes held a flicker of uncertainty as he packed up his gear for his latest solo camping trip. John was a creature of habit, meticulously checking and rechecking his list of supplies. He had chosen a spot in the heart of the Michigan woods, a place where the trees grew tall and thick, and the stars looked like they were painted onto the sky. The campground area was known for its peace and quiet, a stark contrast to his usual hectic life. He hoped the isolation would help him untangle the knots in his thoughts, to find some clarity amidst the chaos of his recent breakup and job troubles. As he drove deeper into the woods, the noise of the city gradually faded away. The car radio switched the static, and he rolled down the window to let in the cool evening air. It smelled faintly of pine and something wild, something that made him feel alive. He pulled into his designated spot and stepped out, stretching his legs. The silence was deafening, broken only by the distant hoot of an owl. He took in a deep breath and started setting up camp. The sun dipped below the horizon, leaving a smear of pink and orange across the sky. John built a small fire and sat down to eat his dinner of beans and Franks. He listened to the crackling of the fire and the rustling of the leaves above him, feeling the weight of the world lift off of his shoulders. He had brought along a book, a biography of some forgotten explorer, but found himself too engrossed in the sounds of nature to read. Suddenly, a twig snapped, and the hairs on the back of his neck stood on end. John looked around, but all he could see was the flicker of firelight playing on the surrounding trees. He told himself it was probably just a deer, maybe even a raccoon foraging for food. But as he peered into the brush, his heart skipped a beat. A pair of yellow eyes, eerily bright in the darkness, stared back at him from the shadows. They belonged to something much larger and more terrifying than any creature he had ever encountered. The creature emerged slowly, its fur coat blending almost perfectly with the night. It was tall, easily reaching over 7 feet, with a muscular frame that spoke of raw power. John's hand trembled as he reached for his flashlight, his eyes transfixed on the creature's unblinking gaze. This dogman stepped into the clearing, revealing a human-like form, but with an undeniable feral intensity. Its eyes remained locked on him, a silent challenge that sent a cold shiver down his spine. John's mind raced, trying to reconcile what he was seeing with what he knew to be possible. He had heard about the stories about these creatures, but they were just that, stories. Yet here it was, standing before him in all its terrifying glory. He fumbled with his flashlight, finally turning it on and pointing it at the creature. The beam of light illuminated its snarling muzzle, exposing the sharp teeth and elongated snout. Its fur was matted and wet-looking, as if it had just emerged from a swamp. The creature took a step closer, and John's fear turned to primal instinct. He knew that he had to protect himself. He had grabbed a nearby stick, his hand gripping it tightly as the dogman creature took another step forward. The fire crackled and popped, casting an eerie glow across the campsite. John could feel the creature's breath, hot and foul, on his face. He took a step back, his legs shaking. The dogman tilted its head slightly, almost curiously, before letting out a low growl that seemed to vibrate through John's very bones. John knew that he had to do something, and fast. He threw the stick into the fire, sending a shower of sparks into the night. It spooked the creature, recoiling slightly, giving him enough space to grab his backpack and dart into the trees. He didn't look back, his breath coming in ragged gasps as he stumbled through the underbrush. He could hear the creature's footsteps following him, heavy and deliberate. His heart pounded in his chest like a drum, each beat a reminder of the danger closing in. He didn't know if he could outrun it, didn't know if he could survive this night, but he knew that he had to try. The sound of the creature grew louder, and John could feel it gaining on him. He pushed himself harder, his legs burning with the effort, the branches slapping on his face. He broke through the tree line and into the parking lot, the sight of his car a beacon of hope. He fumbled with the keys, dropping them once, twice, before finally getting the door open. He jumped in and slammed it shut, the sound echoing through the quiet night. The dogman was only a few feet away, its yellow eyes glowing like twin suns. John started the engine, the roar of the engine seeming to startle the creature for a moment. He threw the car into reverse and stepped on the gas, the tires screeching as he tore out of the lot. He didn't look back, not even in the rearview mirror. He could feel the creature's eyes still on him, boring into the back of his head like a pair of hot knives. The road ahead was a blur of darkness as he sped away, his heart racing in his chest. The drive was a blur of adrenaline and fear. He didn't know where he was going, only that he had to get as far away from that place as possible. His gear laid abandoned, a silent witness to the terror he had faced. The image of the dogman's snarling face was burned into his retinas, and every shadow on the road looked like it was reaching out to grab him. The quiet of the night was shattered by his panting breaths and the frantic beating of his heart. As he drove, John's mind reeled. What was that thing? Was it real? Or just a figment of his stressed out imagination? The stories had always just been stories. But the fear was all too real. A cold knot in his stomach that wouldn't go away. He knew that he had to tell someone, had to warn them about what he had just seen. But who would believe him? His friends would think he was nuts or pulling a prank. The authorities would think he was just a prankster. Still, he had to do something. He had to make sure that no one else faced what he had that night. The headlights cut through the darkness, revealing the winding road that stretched out before him. John's eyes never left the road, his mind racing with thoughts of what he would say, who he could trust. He had always loved the solace of the wilderness, but tonight, it had shown him a side of itself that was anything but peaceful. And as he drove away from the woods, leaving the creature behind, he couldn't help but feel that he had also been leaving a piece of himself behind. The night had changed him in ways he hadn't anticipated, and he knew that he would never be the same again. The legend of the Dogman of Michigan had just become his reality, and he wasn't sure he was ready for what that meant. Well, I hope that you guys enjoyed the three terrifying stories tonight. Make sure to like, comment, and subscribe if you're new. Also, check me out on Apple Podcasts and Spotify. Tales from the Dark Forest. Have a good night.